This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has approved two major infrastructure projects worth a total of 7,616 crore rupees for the construction of a four-lane greenfield highway and doubling of 177-kilometer-long railway line. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav made the announcement about the CCEA's decisions while briefing media in New Delhi today. Mr. Vaishnav said the CCEA has approved the 177-kilometer-long doubling of the Bhagalpur-Dumka-Rampurhat single railway line section across Bihar, Jharkhand and West Bengal.
भागलपुर दुमका रामपुरहाट डबलिंग ये प्रोजेक्ट बिहार झारखंड और बंगाल को जोड़ने वाला एक बहुत ही इम्पोर्टेंट प्रोजेक्ट है। इस डबलिंग के बाद में भागलपुर से दुमका और उससे सीधा रामपुरहाट की तरफ गाड़ियां जा सकेगी और बहुत बड़े तीर्थ स्थल देवघर धाम को भी जोड़ता है ये और साउथ बिहार को जो बड़ी कनेक्टिविटी चाहिए होती है टुवर्ड्स कलकत्ता टुवर्ड्स साउथ वो कनेक्टिविटी इस प्रोजेक्ट से मिलती है.
The minister said the CCEA has also approved the construction of a four-lane greenfield highway access-controlled Mokama-Munger section of the Buxar-Bhagalpur high-speed corridor in Bihar on hybrid annuity mode. Security has been heightened along the India-Nepal border in Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand in the wake of violent clashes and protests in the neighbouring country. Special vigilance is being maintained at trade checkpoints and other entry points, with police and the Sashastra Seema Bal closely monitoring cross-border movement. Rail services between Nepal's Janakpur and India's Jayanagar have been suspended till further notice at the request of the Nepalese authorities. In view of the ongoing unrest in Nepal, India's Ministry of External Affairs has advised its citizens to defer travel to the country until the situation has stabilized. The ministry has urged citizens to take shelter in their current places of residence, avoid going out onto the streets, and exercise all due caution. In Nepal, a group of Gen Z representatives today proposed the name of former Chief Justice Sushila Karki to lead the interim government during a gathering in Kathmandu this evening. However, the proposal sparked discontent, with many youths gathering outside the venue to protest the decision. Our correspondent reports that after days of violent protests, relative calm has returned to the capital city as discussions around forming an interim government gained momentum. It comes after the country witnessed chaos and deadly violence, which claimed the lives of several people over the past 2 days, triggered by a government ban on major social media platforms and anger over corruption. It also led to the resignation of K.P. Sharma Oli as Nepal's Prime Minister. Meanwhile, to contain the unrest, the Nepal Army has extended nationwide curfew till 6 a.m. tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Italian counterpart Giorgia Meloni today reaffirmed joint commitment to deepen India-Italy strategic partnership. In a telephonic conversation, both leaders also reaffirmed commitment to their shared interest in bringing an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. Prime Minister Modi said in a social media post that he was thankful for Italy's proactive support for concluding a mutually beneficial India-EU trade agreement and promoting connectivity through the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor initiative. Prime Minister Modi also spoke with Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, and expressed deep concern at the attacks in Doha. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said, "India condemns the violation of the sovereignty of Qatar." Election Commission today held a conference of chief electoral officers of all states and union territories to assess preparedness for a nationwide special intensive revision of electoral rules in New Delhi. The conference was inaugurated by Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar. At the conference, CEO of Bihar shared his experience on the SIR in Bihar through a presentation highlighting on the strategies, constraints and best practices adopted during the exercise. India registered a dominant 9-wicket win over UAE in the Group A match of the Asia Cup 2025 held in Dubai. Chasing a modest target of 58, India cruised to victory in just 4.3 overs, losing only 1 wicket. Earlier opting to bowl first, India dismissed UAE for a paltry 57 runs in just 13.1 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.